This is Suzanne Conrad from Lightyear Leadership, sharing with you the principle, everything after I am creates. So this principle really leads us to the direct understanding that everything that comes out of our mouth is creating our life. So if I say, I am tired, it's as if it loads a voice-activated command into my biocomputer of my brain and I become tired. Or if I say, I'm vitally filled with energy, it then loads that program. The reality is that we become what we say. We are what we say. We are justified by our words, so to speak. And there's never not a moment where we aren't speaking our life into existence. Human beings are declaring their life 24/7. Moment to moment, we are sharing our world. Now, this becomes really important when we're out to work with other people for this reason. All you really need to do is listen to someone for several sentences, because whatever they say shows you their world. Their speaking shares with you what they believe, what they have faith in or not, what they believe they can do. Are they a person who responds to circumstances as if they have no power over them? Are they a person that blames or controls? The language that we choose reveals who we are in such enormous depth that if people were aware of it, they'd of course be much more conscious of what they say. Along with the idea that whatever we say creates is whatever we don't say equally creates. What we do not feel able or comfortable to share absolutely creates and alters what we do say. When I'm working with someone and listening and asking questions, I'm also noticing what they're not saying to me. And that gives me a sense and, I would love to say information. It's actually a picture that begins to form of what might be in the background for that person that they're not able to say, which is also creating them. Now, in this work, what we want to constantly do is catch ourselves when we hear our own voice of mediocrity. So if we know that whatever we say creates, then we can do the wonderful work of creating declarations and being clear about our life, and then catching ourselves when it gets a little bit sloppy. So some of the ways that I get mediocre is they'll say, oh, well, I'm just blank, blank, blank. But always gives us an indicator that something's going on. But is a no, and is a bridge. The word but actually blocks the full transition of an image crossing over the corpus callosum to the other side of the brain so that the image and the language can merge. So when you're speaking and you notice that you've just used the word but, recognize that you've just said no. Often people find it's very beneficial to speak the same sentence again and substitute the word but with and notice how it affects the ending of their thought. It could be quite different. Other ways that we can have the voice of mediocrity alter our ability to create with the powerful I am is we'll add in soon, or maybe, or someday, or hope. As much as I love hope, it can often be used in a way that keeps people from being able to own and accurately invoke their goals through the spoken word. So any of those words need to be used very judiciously and not in a casual way. Each of them will throw the timeline off. The word, the conjugated verb in English that always invokes a goal is the first person present tense, I am. So as you reflect on this principle, imagine that you're like me right now, in front of a microphone, having everything that you say be recorded so that you hear it and other people hear it and that you need to listen to it again. The truth is, that is what's happening for all of us all the time. Everything that we've ever said or not said is recorded in the energetic fields. We are even beginning to see that technology shows us that. So, you know, whether it's a voice memo on an Apple phone or whether it's a picture from an Instagram, there's a continual capturing of a voice and image recording the human actions. So we might as well proceed with the rest of our life as if it is being recorded so that we know that it can be our best. And just like a recording, here's how it works, you guys, is if you're finding that you just said something you didn't mean and you really want to take back, instead of talking over it or dismissing it, stop, take a moment, clear ground and hold space for yourself and go, you know what? I'd really like to have a take two. So some of the ways that that happens in my work and in my family is, let's say that I've just come home and I walk in the door and I'm clearly not in a great mood, and I'm saying things about my family and my situation in my house that I actually do not want to create. Like, oh my God, I can't believe how messy this is. Why did you guys leave this way? So what I do in that situation is I say, oh, take two. And I literally take myself back out to the front porch and walk in again as a new woman and create the life that I want. A second example. I was working with a young man recently, and he is in a wonderful position in his life. He's in an excellent program where he's going to have lots of growth and possibility in his life. And he said, you know, I'm just not a great team player. And I said, is that really what you want to say? Would you like a take two? And he smiled and he said, I am learning to become a great team player. So there's always the possibility that even the things that we say we're not good at, we can become learners in. We can say, I'm learning to become a great mother. This is part of the path. I'm learning to become a great leader. I'm learning to become a kinder friend. So as you practice this principle, everything after I am creates. Remember to be kind to yourself. Remember to be compassionate. Remember that the way that you speak to yourself in your own head is reflected in your outer speech. And why would we be kinder to someone in our outer world than we are to ourselves in our inner world? I say that because many times people believe that when I talk about this principle, it's only about the spoken word. It's also about the words spoken within our own internal mind that we say to ourselves. And it's also about the unspoken words that are part of the background. Kindness, compassion, restoration, forgiveness, and take twos are the key to creating the I am of choice.